it's another win. It's something that we expected going into it. I mean, like I said before, we always expect to win. So we came in very confident, and we did what we needed to do, and we won the game.
You won with every phase. I mean, offensively, first of all, it's tough to believe that this was a 3-0 game at half. I mean, that just makes no sense at all, Tommy, after what we saw in the final 30 minutes of play. But, I mean, offensively, you were able to pass the football to those rookie wide receivers was Blake Bortles. You didn't allow a sack. And then in the second half, the running game really got going for the Jaguars. What a complete effort on the offensive side of the football.
Yeah, definitely. I think, like you said, the two rookie receivers, they're really stepping up the last few weeks, and it's exciting to see, especially at this time of the year, to be able to have them step up and make big catches at big times of the game. And Blake's been playing really well the last few weeks, and it's exciting to see that our offense is kind of coming together the way it is.
And I know as a fullback, a guy who usually sometimes doesn't get a lot of credit, but you bang in and you're physical and you set the tone a lot. It must be nice to know that you guys basically played bully ball yesterday and you bullied the bully. And you were successful, and you got them to the point where they just lost their cool and got frustrated.
You know, it definitely is. I mean, we're a physical offense, and that's what we've been built on from day one, is to be physical and run the ball first. But it's exciting to see, to be able to move guys off the line and get holes for the running backs, because you know that the guys back there are special. So any little sliver that they see, they're able to take it and do what they do. So it's exciting to be able to do those types of things.
Tied with Tommy Bohannon, fullback for the Jacksonville Jaguars, who now are a game up in the AFC South. Let's stay on that, the physical part of it where tempers were flaring. Just give us a sense, Tommy, if you can, as far as what was going on game-wise with that Seattle defense against your offensive line and you, that frustrated the heck out of them to the point where they just kind of lost their cool.
I mean, like I said, we were physical all game, and I think that kind of – they didn't expect that as much, I would like to say, is that we were going to be physical. And we hadn't run the ball as well the last few weeks, so we were able to really show that we were being physical and move the ball on them. And I don't think they're as used to that as a lot of other defenses. They're known for being the physical defense. So to be able to go in and run the ball and do the things on offense that we were able to do, I don't think that they expected that as much.
Tommy Bohannon, our guest. The Jaguars a winner yesterday, 30-24. They are in first place with a record of 9-4 with 3 games remaining on the season. Of course, Houston rolls in the town 1 o'clock on Sunday. You know, Tommy, you've had some impressive wins this year, more than 21-point victories, and there have been some close calls where the defense have had to step up. There's also been some close calls where the Jags haven't been able to get it done. What was the message deep into the fourth quarter yesterday when, surprisingly enough, the Jaguars' defense gave up a couple of long touchdowns and you had to rely on that offense? Yesterday was really the first time that they were called on late in the game to win it for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
You know, we had the confidence to do it, and our biggest message was, you know, the defense has bailed us out a lot this year, so it's our turn. We have to do it. It's our turn to go in and win this game for us. So that was our message to the offense as a whole, and you know, we are excited to be able to get that done for us.
How do you guys guard against complacency moving forward, knowing that you're a game up in a division? Do you think about, is it a week-to-week process, or are you starting to think about getting greedy now and saying, you know what, we might be able to get one of those top two seeds?
You know, there is no complacency. I mean, we're only a game up, and that being said, the Tennessee Titans have been winning against tough teams the whole time as well. So, I mean, there is no complacency. We have to win out from here to even think about – we're not even in the playoffs yet, so you can't even think like that. So each game is important. We take it week to week, and we expect to win every week, but we have to come in and prepare each week just like we have the last however many weeks we've played so far.
Tommy, when you guys got in the end zone, when Leonard Fournette – came off the left side, got in there, and then he got everybody lined up. I got to give you credit. He threw him a strike right at the toes of number 40, and you fell over. Was that one rehearsed?
It wasn't rehearsed, but, you know, it was just something in the moment that we thought of, and it was kind of fun to do.
Yeah, well, getting him back healthy, can you see from your spot, because you're trying to open holes for him to run through, can you see a healthier Leonard Fournette right now?
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, like I said before, we have special back not only him, we got Chris Ivory, TJ Yeldon. I mean, it's exciting to see that they're all being healthy right now and getting healthy, and we're getting back to the beginning of the season form, and that's exciting to see.
No one wants to be a part of what happened late yesterday, the dirty play by Michael Bennett. I mean, going after a guy's livelihood like Brandon Linder. I did talk with Brandon after the game, and he took the high road. He was all about the team victory. But just to see the way that you guys were there on the field and the way that the sideline was reacting, what does that say about this team, the way that, you know, their reaction was and what that was like in the waning seconds of that victory?
You know, like I've said before, we're a team of brothers on this team, and that's the thing that you can see. If somebody's getting bullied or somebody's getting a dirty hit on them, we all kind of react the same way. So it's a family, more or less, and I think that that's the biggest takeaway from that, is that we all care about each other a lot. And you don't see that very often, and it's a great thing to see from our team.
Well, you guys are balling right now, so keep it going. Obviously, a game up in the AFC South is going to be huge as far as winning the division. Tommy, we appreciate it, buddy. We will talk to you next week.
All right, sounds great. Thank you, guys.
All right, Tommy Bohannon, and thanks to Monroe's Smokehouse Barbecue, voted Bold City's Best, and Complete Home Realty. Jeff Petros and his entire team. You can log on to CompleteHomeRealty.com and check them out.